I don't know. I mean, being friends with Beyonce, think about all the stuff you'd get invited to. Oh, like, you want to come over to this epic party to meet even more people?
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, bang bang, back at it again. Welcome back to Design Huddle, a podcast where two internet friends step inside the minds of creative people from a variety of disciplines to learn how design impacts our everyday life. Mustafa, how are you today?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been quite sunny in London. Today it's raining though, so
Oh,
it's humidity.
before we get into today's topic, which is tech would you rathers, what's the deal with like English high tea?
English what?
Like high tea, like going to get like what do you call when you get like tea and there's like little sandwiches? What's that called?
That's called something that we don't do.
So
I
is
think
that
that's
just
a
tourists that do that when they come to London?
Yeah, that's just a tourist trap. You know, like there's different around the world, there's
Yeah.
tourist traps. Like the tourist trap in Egypt is like they'll have camels and they'll be like $2, get on the camel. And then when you get on it raises. Then they're like, all right, it's $10 to come down. And if you don't pay, they'll take you to like the sea, they'll walk you into water. And like, they were like, yeah, you come down then. And you've got your phone in your pocket. So, yeah, that's a tourist trap. I don't know what they do, what they put in the sandwiches. But yeah, high tea. No one really. We don't, I don't drink tea anymore. It's all coffee now, man. American coffee's taken over. Starbucks.
I'm just curious because I was like getting I was looking at some old photos that Google Photos like resurfaces from like 5 years ago today while I was in London, and I was like took a screenshot of like something that was basically like high tea, and I don't think we
Oh,
ended
tea
up
and
we
crumpets.
yeah we never like ended up doing it, but I was just curious. It's like I doubt like I could see like of all my like English friends, all of them say like that's not really a thing. So I just wanted to like confirm that it's a tourist trap and no one actually does it in London. So today's topic, it's not English tea, it's tech would you rathers, or just like kind of like funny would you rathers. First one. Would you rather have an iPod fitted in your mind and to be able to listen to any music of your choice anytime? Or watch your dreams alive on television.
No, I wouldn't want to watch my dreams live on television because other people can see me. I'm just thinking, it's like when I think, I had the weirdest dream, and your wife goes, "What was it?" And you're like, "Yeah, let's change the subject." Imagine that, like you're just watching your, because wasn't there a Black Mirror episode where you could constantly record what you had seen, and then that brought up all, like a guy went to a job interview and he started playing back the interview over and over again to see, like he's like overanalyzing people's expressions, whether he got the job or not. And then, yeah, now that seems like quite a dark. Constant music would be interesting, but it'd be rubbish if it broke and it was repeating the same song. Like, I don't know. What would be an annoying song?
Yeah, I think like the idea of just having like basically like Spotify in your brain is kind of cool. I mean, most of the time if you think about it, you always have your phone on you, so they're both like not the greatest, but music in your mind just to be able to like, oh, I want to hear this song, and then you can kind of that sounds pretty cool to me.
But the thing is, you could be in a class at university, and then like the lecturer's going, "You know what? I feel like listening to Michael Jackson," and the teacher's just like, "Oh, why?" And he's like, "Just beat it." yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, for exercise and stuff, that would be perfect user experience. But ha my fear of anything augmented is what happens when it goes wrong.
Yeah. No,
Because.
it's true.
Because I remember when I used to go on holiday and like my cousins in Turkey, they who hadn't seen headphones before because this was like the 90s, whatever. So what we used to do is we used to put the headphones on them and then turn the volume up really loud. Now they're responding loudly because that's what they think the sound is. So they're just basically screaming at you, even though you can't. Yeah, So that was always funny to watch. So you could end up just screaming. You'd be in the shop. I can't hear you. The music won't switch off. Anyways, let's move on to the next one.
All right. The next one is, this one's pretty, I think, pretty easy. So these are just like some warm-up ones. But would you rather have an infinite battery for your cell phone or your car?
Car, because then you can charge your phone in your car.
All right, sorry. Or infinite fuel for your car. So if you have a gas car, you never have to pay for gas again.
Yeah, car, obviously, because then you could just put the charger on the phone, innit? Right? That was quite easy, right?
Yeah, all right. Well, if you're just like, you know, life hacking over here. Yeah, I think that's pretty, yeah, that's that one's pretty easy. All right, so here's the next one. Would you rather eat an entire stick of butter or send an embarrassing email to your entire company?
Butter.
Same.
Why would you say, unless you're lactose intolerant or something?
Yeah, that doesn't seem. What about this one? Would you rather eat the same food for the rest of your life or never use Instagram again?
I can do without Instagram.
Same. That was also an easy one.
Maybe we're too old for this. These questions. We just go with the, what is the most obvious thing to do?
All right. This one I actually think is decent. Would you rather have a slow but unlimited internet or paid but limited internet?
So slow but constant.
Slow, but you never have to pay for it. Or paid, but you know, you only get X amount per day. X amount of, like, let's just say like an hour per day.
But that seems pointless, right? Because, so basically what they're asking is,
would you pay for fast internet?
But only, no, what they're asking is, would you like to use internet on your phone forever or like internet at your friend's house? Or you have to leave. Or you have to leave after like 10 minutes because like, hey man, you're taking my bandwidth. Yeah. Yeah, the mobile internet. Sorry, I'm thinking about this too logically. I'm supposed to.
Yeah, most of these are pretty like. Would you rather lose all of your phone contacts or lose $100?
All the contacts, because the thing is, you store too many contacts on there. I've been looking at your contacts. There's a person I haven't spoken to in about 15 years. Why do I still have their number? So in a sense, losing your contacts is a good clean refresh. Losing money though, come on.
All right, what about this one? Would you rather be stung by a jellyfish or give up your favorite app for a month?
What is my favorite app? No, man, forget. It depends on the jellyfish. Is it the Australian ones
that kill you? No, it's not the box jellyfish that would kill you. It's like, let's say it's like something like a blue bottle, or I think they're called blue bottles. The ones that just like, they're common, but they have a. I think they have like, I forget that what they have on the beach, but you pour something on it after you get stung to neutralize like the sting.
It's either vinegar or urine, right? Like, that's what they do in the old days.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe they don't have bottles of urine on the beach. I think it's vinegar, but
or ammonia, basically. Yeah. Well, I don't know, that kind of lifeguard. It's like very Trumpian. The question is, what kind of an app would you need so badly that you're willing to get stung is the question I find more interesting. Like,
yeah,
is it an app that
I mean, maybe you like love music and you can't go a month without Spotify, but for me I would give it up. Even like Gmail, something that's just more from like a productivity and like communication standpoint, I could give up Gmail for a month. I mean, it would be tough from a work perspective, but
just go on holiday, innit?
Yeah, but that you just pick the month and you just take a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, look, no stings. I don't know. Yeah, no, unless it's like a life-saving app where you need... But then that's like saying, would you like to die or get stung by a jellyfish? Anyways, next one.
Yeah, we're kind of like carving... we're also kind of like debunking how silly a lot of these are. All right, would you rather create a super successful app or be best friends with Beyonce?
Successful app, man. Like,
I don't know. I mean, being friends with Beyonce, think about all the stuff you get invited to. Oh, like, you want to come over to this epic party to meet even more people? Yeah, I mean, she'd probably take you on vacation.
Yeah, but then you'd be able to do that yourself if your app was successful, right? You get to
Yeah, but successful is like a very like subjective. Successful is what, like 100 people downloaded it, or successful is like your number 10, top 10 in like, you know, the Play Store.
All right, let's define what success is.
Yeah, that'll make it easier. Let's say success is you have a top 25 app in the vertical of your choice in the Play Store.
Okay, yeah, I'd still take the app because I don't have to go out. I can sit at home in my pants and go, yeah, look at me, I'm top 20.
I'd go best friends with Beyonce.
No way, man, it's not worth it.
Dude, best friends with Beyonce, you also get like access to Jay-Z, their entire circle. They know everybody in the world. If Beyonce wants to hang out with anyone, she makes one call and they're hanging out.
Yeah, I'm way too sarcastic. I'll be just going up to Jay-Z and go, it's your boy.
I mean, just going in there, like, they probably, the other thing is you're not thinking about all of the trickle-down benefits. So best friends means like I can come over, pop into their house. They definitely have multiple private chefs. They probably have epic pools. They probably don't care if you come kick it there for a couple of days because they have a mansion. You probably have like a whole wing of the house.
Yeah, mate. Listen, you're overestimating my social skills, right? Like after about a week, Beyonce will be saying, please don't call me again.
That's the thing though. It's your best friend. Like that she like, you know, it's your ride or die.
Yeah, but she'll be like saying, listen, Mustafa, like, I don't mind you coming around, but could you stop peeing in the pool? Like, you know, like, yeah. Or could you stop playing tag with Jay-Z when he's in the, like, recording his next album? Like, Jay, like, I'm doing stupid stuff.
Well, the thing to keep in mind is you're not best friends with Jay-Z. So Jay-Z can still, like, get mad at you and, like, ask you to leave. So, all right. I guess we finally have one where there's actually some discussion, which means that we're getting into some better ones. All
right. You call this discussion?
Well, I'm on the right side of history. You're on the wrong side. So I think that's more of what it is.
Hey, man, you know what they say? UX design for life. I don't know.
All right. Would you rather have like the best home theater in the world or the best like gaming cave in the world?
A theater is in like watching films, right? Like
yeah. So basically, one's film dedicated, the other one's gaming dedicated. But they're like, think about like the most tricked out room for games, movies for sure. Or because games.
I don't know. Like I've gone off kind of films simply because games allow like I think immersive tech or just immersive stuff like, you know, entertainment from books to it's like all about you putting yourself in the character's position and the fantasy of you being there. I think games is like that one step closer when you have a game which has an amazing storyline and you feel like a part of the it just adds a whole new dimension that film can't really compete with. Like I suppose in a sense books and gaming are much closer because the book you can actually really like imagine much deeper, where the game you're visually seeing it and you're participating in it. Where film is a bit more prescriptive in that respect, because it's all the visualization is there for you and you're just observing someone else's imagination. So I'd say gaming. Yeah,
I would probably, I'm on the fence. You make a strong argument. I would probably go gaming as well, mainly because I don't watch as much TV, and if I did have free time, I'd probably want to play video games. And if you think about like best video games, like caves or setups ever, you probably have every system, every game like that. I think that's also kind of what comes with this. So movies is like you have access to every movie ever, which is kind of a nice perk. But I don't know, for me, I think the gaming piece would be a little bit more compelling and interesting. And I think it's more fun from an entertaining perspective. Like if you have people over, gaming, you can at least like talk and have a conversation with. Movies is like a very like, you pop it on and then it's like a quiet experience for 2 hours.
It's very linear.
Yeah, exactly.
As an experience, like, you know. It's obviously a great form of art and stuff, but I don't know. I mean, I remember like the sort of moments, well, I think it was, the game was called Heavy Rain. It was a PlayStation game. And my friend was playing, I was watching him playing. It's one of those games that it forces you to make a choice in a moment. And if you don't, the game makes the choice for you. And I remember there was one moment in the game where we were just like, oh my God, what's just happened? And so it was very film-esque, but it's making you have to make quick, immediate choices. Otherwise, it's quite a dark game as well. So that was quite a combination of the two. But yeah, definitely video games, more immersive.
All right. Would you rather? We're gonna. This one I don't know has anything to do with like tech or design, but would you rather live in space or underwater? Like if there's a community, would you rather live in outer space or think of an Atlantis?
Yeah, it's probably underwater because then you can go for a swim, right?
Well, I mean, space, you're also like.
Yeah, but you can't just like, let me just take a dip into space. Oh, look, I'm going towards the sun. That's Wait, you forgot your helmet. I suppose you could drown underwater as well, but I don't know.
All right, what about this one?
Something about being underwater scares me though. Like this, since I was a child, like when you're just looking into water and you just don't know what's underneath there, there's like an intrinsic. It's quite scary. I think probably the Jaws films are to explain that.
Yeah, I think I would go. I think I would go space because of the view. And I think that would be pretty epic. The other thing is space that I'm kind of confused about this question. That is like, are we talking like space is like you live on Mars, or are we just talking about like you live in like a space station? Because if it's a space station, I'm going under the sea. If it's like another planet, I'm going on another planet.
Depends, isn't it? I suppose. Oh, well.
All right, last one. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
One horse-sized duck.
I would rather take 100 duck-sized horses.
You'd be surprised about how easy you can be overwhelmed, man.
Yeah, but think about how about one horse-sized duck? That's a big duck, dude.
Yeah, didn't you see like the fight with Mayweather and like
Logan Paul?
He's big, but then one good punch to the side of that beak, man. Because the thing is like that thing's going to be huge, but it's going to be clumsy. So you have to hit and move, stick and move, man, stick and move. But 100, it's like you kick one and the other one jumps on you. Like wasn't it Jurassic Park where the little dinosaurs all jump on me?
Oh yeah. There's like that scene where he's like running in the river and then he trips over the log and all of those like they're like annoying, right? They kind of just like nip at you.
Yeah.
But then he like falls over and he falls into like the nest. That's a classic. Movie scene.
You kick one in the face, you kick another one, and there's another 90.
All right. I'll be honest with you. I think you might have convinced me to switch on this one. I also think it's funny that they pick like ducks and horses is such a random.
But then, yeah. But the thing is, what could a horse do to you that would actually be? Well, I suppose they bite and they can kind of back kick your shins. But then how big is a duck? Because ducks are not necessarily that small, are they?
Ducks here are not that big. I mean, ducks, unless London ducks are huge.
Yeah, man, they go in packs.
Or like, I always like say like most cities obviously have like rats, but I was like, you've never seen a Central Park rat. They're like beavers. They're literally like... It looks like it's a raccoon. So when you see it, you're like, oh my gosh, what was that? And you're like, oh, that's a rat that looks like a small dog.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you think about it, they're just living off of like, leftover hot dogs and Pepsi from the trash cans. So they really kind of bulk up quick.
This sort of like would you rather questions, it reminds, there's a comedian in the UK called Richard Herring, and he has these weird questions. And so his question that he asks is, would you rather have a hand made of ham or an armpit that dispenses infinite amount of talcum powder? it's just the most random. And it's just like, no. So basically, you eat your hand and it grows back, right?
Yeah.
But it's made of ham. what would you do?
I guess the ham. Like, well, that sounds pretty...
With talcum powder, you could just keep producing. You could become a talcum powder factory, right?
You're saying like you're putting on your entrepreneurial hat and looking for a way to monetize. So that, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying all of these were good. This list is kind of funny. It's from lifehacks.io in case you want to go check out some of these. We're reading from some of their funniest ones and most popular ones. I don't know. I always think these are, you know, fairly fun to discuss. And this is like a popular trend on TikTok where people are doing like crazy, like would you rathers. But if you have other good ones, comment in the link below or send us a DM, because I enjoyed this portion of Design Huddle.
Yeah, I think it would be worth, we both come up with our own ones and then.
All right. Yeah, I agree. These ones that are prefabricated are not very good. Like I give them like a 3 out of 10. So then, this was
What would we come up with? What would you rather use? Sketch or Figma? Mac or yeah. PC?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, those are like, it needs to be something a little bit more interesting than that, but can't think of any off the top of my head. Oh, would you rather know every programming language, so you can code in any language, or the 5 smartest people in the world are constantly working with you on your projects?
Don't know. So would you rather be an employee or a boss is what you're asking?
Well, are you an employee? If you know every programming language in the world, you'd be like the world's one of the best engineers ever.
You'd be a 10x engineer, or you basically get all these smart people to do stuff for you.
Yeah, so what do you pick?
Get the smart people to do stuff for you.
Yeah, I like the idea of, I don't know. Every programming language in the world is very compelling. You would be able to like connect the dots like no one ever has before. Like that includes like, you know, quantum computing to like basic JavaScript and everything in between. You know what
or
I mean?
You know the guy who knows every, or girl who knows every programming language in the world, and you get them to do it for you.
Yeah, but like there's not people. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're always looking for the loophole.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, it's just like the genie thing. What would you like? Infinite wishes. You know?
That's oh, yeah, thing. Yeah.
Or like wishing for infinite genies. Or a duck sized genie or a genie sized duck.
I still think that one. That one might be my favorite because it's so unbelievably ridiculous. But. All right, I think that's enough of that. Thanks, everyone, for listening to us talk about Would You Rathers. We're going to do more of these. Submit your own. We're coming back. This will be a shorter section. It's a shorter series in the future. We won't go full 20 minutes talking about Would You Rathers, but we will do a handful on future episodes. So thanks for listening. Go subscribe, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Design Huddle. The opinions expressed are solely our own and do not express the views or opinions of our employer.